Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You'll love this one. It's a bit rude.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I've got zero confidence.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, Monday, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So we always feel good on a Monday when you get yourself around about this time of day onto 105.1. You're listening to Triple M. You're a happy lady or man for the next hour because we bring you nothing but quality. Damien Barrett in to talk about, well, big news today, Fat. I know you're getting onto it in just a sec.
Yep.
What impact that will have on the AFL world. So Damo shortly. And then I see 133353 in a phone topic family interaction style.
Yes.
And I see Fat name next to it again.
And
what's happened?
I'm a bit worried about it, to be honest.
Well, Bill, from what I'm seeing on this page, you should be worried about it. So something about cheese and cutting. Anyway, nice to see you, Fat.
Hey, Jimmy boy, guess what day it is today, Monday, May 11th?
What?
This. Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday.
Jimmy boy. Oh, no, Jimmy boy. It's your
look
birthday.
At this idiot of a man.
Well, you
look
like
at him.
Visors. You want visors,
yeah, I do,
don't you?
I do.
So I've got a visor for you right here, right now. And guess what it says?
What does it say?
Happy birthday, cocksmack.
Well, Bill, you only turn 42 once.
42.
So I don't really sort of embrace birthdays, but, well, you know, I guess you can.
You can. And we've got a birthday cake, Jim, right here in the studio.
Well, that's no good to me. I'm bloody miles away.
It's good for me and Rabs. Don't worry about that. We'll be eating it. So I'll blow out the candles for you.
Tell you what, looking at you two, it's not good for either of you.
Actually, you're allowed to blow out the candles and then share it.
I don't care.
Oh. Come on, Fat.
Oh, there's two. I've got to kiss two people.
Oh,
well
on.
Done. Happy birthday, Jimmy boy, of course. And Rabsy, you've got a visor too.
I do.
What does yours say?
Oh, yeah!
Yes.
Oh, what a flog. You can have these visors, Jim. Hey, well done. What did you do for your birthday?
No, I've been very, very quiet, Bill. I'll tell you why. Because it comes the day after Mother's Day, which my beautiful partner, Lisa, takes very seriously.
Oh, she got her eye in, did she?
She got her eye in yesterday, Bill, and it was a decent
crack
episode. Yep, it was. So by the time I got to bed, Fat, I needed to get to bed. Let's put it that way.
Ooh.
So I've been a bit quiet today, just quietly away.
Were you at your best then?
Oh, my bad. What do you think? I've put in a career that most would not even recognise, Fat.
You are a fair flog. Actually, I've got another cap. Hang on.
Wait,
I'll
play this.
Damo, an investigative interview.
Oh, get it right, Jim.
Yes. That's it. Investigative interview.
It's not that hard.
What's that? What do you put on now?
The Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and the Flog. There we go. There's another visor for you, Jim.
Because you asked them all to be sent in. These got sent in.
Oh, God. Yeah, of course they did. No, they looked like they did, yeah.
This is from...
They looked like ones that would have been sent in.
This is Alan from Fern Tree Gully.
Alan.
Well done, Alan. Well, I love him, Jim.
Right, now, Mel, what are you doing, please, by way of opener?
Well, our premier, Daniel Andrews, was...
Yes. Oh,
do you want the opener intro?
Oh, please. I forgot.
From around the world.
Like when I went to
one man brings you the news.
Jim, I got nothing.
Up to the minute.
Or is that old news?
That's old news.
Chasing the big stories.
Just call me old newsbreaker Billy.
And going the distance.
I got
this is the Brownless Report.
And this is not breaking news because our Premier Daniel went on at 11:05 today.
So, long way from breaking news,
it
actually.
It is, Jim. Yeah. So golf is allowed. You'd be happy with that,
thank
surely.
Thank Christ for that.
As long as you're, you know, certain distances away and things
well,
like
no,
that.
Well,
and
of course,
common sense, Jim.
Yeah, that, exactly right.
Also fishing, which is good.
Good.
Outdoor gatherings of 10 people.
Yes.
That's interesting. So...
You can be outdoors with 10, but you're only allowed to be indoors with 5.
That's right.
Why is that?
Well, because it's an indoor virus, Jim.
Right.
That's why there's a lot of not of...
So are Victorians more susceptible to catching a virus than South Australians and West Australians and New South Welshmen and stuff?
No, they're
well,
not.
Well, they can all have 10 people inside. Why are we only five?
Because I told you. Everything that all the viruses are have been indoors. Ruby Princess, the...
Cedar meats,
the old people's homes, things like that, Jim. It's an indoor virus.
Indoor virus, hence.
Also, golf, fishing, hiking and walking. That's good.
Nice, yep.
And, of course, he had this to say about footy training.
There's been a lot of work between, say, the AFL and the public health team. We have agreed to a set of arrangements that will allow training for AFL, for rugby league, for other professional sports to resume from just before midnight tomorrow night. Of course, with that happening, that paves the way for the AFL and other codes to make announcements. So training resuming paves the way for footy to be back.
Oh, there you go, Jim. Does that mean the whole, not tens, that means the whole squad of 40?
No, tens. I think they're not allowed to train yet as a squad of 40, but I think that's going to come later in the month.
Well,
is that right?
All right. We'll ask Damien this because at Geelong, say, you could have 10 training at GMHBA, you'd send 10 out to Deakin, and you'd send 10 out to the Oval, the cricket Oval next door, and 10 to St Mary's, the other Oval.
Damo was saying that what they've been doing a bit is using each end. So the 450 at one end and then the 450 at the other end doing it that way. So we'll ask Damo exactly what all of this means for the game. But I said to you on Saturday, Bill, I keep hearing the 18th of June for restart Thursday night. What do you got on now?
I love the Cremorne Hotel, Jim.
No,
that one was sent in from Matt from Belpo Park.
Oh, was it? Matt, yeah.
Bell Post Hill, actually. It was. Well done, Matty, because for argument's sake and for the sake of the Victorian economy, Jim, I tell you what, I've got to be open soon. Cafes and restaurants. And then pubs. Yes.
Well, when is that going to happen? That's not another part of today?
No, it's another month away.
Another stage. Righto, we're sucked in.
No, it's not sucked in because that's for our economy, to get it going.
That's for you. That's for your economy.
It's not. Right. What else we got there? Handshakes, hugs and kisses remain off the table, so none of that, Jim.
No, but you're allowed to leave your house now to see family and friends, which is an extension of what you weren't allowed to do prior to that. Is that right? So there's a fifth reason why you're able to leave home.
Diviner. The AFL commission. I haven't read into it. The AFL commission is also meeting today, so we'll see what they have to say with Damo. Yes. That'll be good. Because it is up to the sporting groups now to come work out when training starts. And
I like it.
So all that. What else have I got for you, Jimmy boy?
I don't know. It's your opener.
Yes, it is too. I'll tell you what was good over the weekend, some live racing. I had a bet on the weekend.
Nah, because that hasn't been happening.
I'll tell you what happened. Yeah, Saturday I was there with Faz, my mate, having a beer, and there was another bloke on Zoom, Fat Batto, and he told me to back this horse called Russian Camelot, right, in the South Australian Derby. So I backed it before it raced. At $51, I got it for the Melbourne Cup. It wins the South Australian Derby, and guess what it is now for the Melbourne Cup, Tim?
What is it, Bill?
11-1 favourite. It's a favourite. So that was a nice. Well done, DeBatto, there. Yes. And speaking of racing, a very good story, and you'd like this one.
Right.
Peter Moody had his first runner yesterday in Ballarat. He had not had a runner since March 24, 2016. 4 years.
Yes. 4 years.
Yeah. He had an interesting run-in with the authorities.
He had a few issues.
Yeah, a few issues there. But his first runner was back at Ballarat yesterday, and guess what?
What?
It won.
Oh, nice.
Well done to him. So he had a winner yesterday. So he's back. He's going to have a lot smaller stable, but he's back training again. So good luck to Peter Moody.
So, Bill, really what happened there is you were so worried about your stupid advisor joke that you forgot to get a opener started, didn't you, really?
No, I was very good advisor jokes. I had the cake. I had a lot of things going on, Jim.
Except for an opener.
It's hard to juggle so many balls.
No, and that's why they all hit the ground.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We'll get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Purple, always great chatting to you, especially on a day when restrictions have been eased. As we say hello, what does this mean for our great game of AFL footy?
Yeah, g'day, boys, and happy birthday to you specifically, Jim. Many happy returns. Yes. The meaning out of today is that it's just another box that can be ticked in order for the game to resume, and it's really not much more than that because of the promise from the AFL guys of the uniformity when it comes to allowances of every single club, all 18 clubs, to have the same rights once it resumes. And right now, we don't have that. Right now, there are still about 40 players from four clubs, the WA and SA clubs, who are serving parts of isolation periods, which relate to them returning to their states with their respective border controls. And as such, it's unfair for the competition to be allowed to start from a training perspective while that is still the case. But I now expect out of this for the AFL to dictate a day. It could well still be as late as next week, Bill, when it actually does come down with the official date to return to training. But they will attempt to get it as close to uniform as they can. It might mean that they have to go early with some of those players currently serving the isolation periods. But ultimately, they won't just let the 10 Melbourne teams train as of first thing Wednesday. And that was the other interesting thing out of this. If you read deeply into the press release or the media release from the state government today here in Victoria, they can effectively train as a group of 45 as early as Wednesday. It's arguably a null and void angle, though, Jim, because ultimately it is going to be the AFL which dictates to the clubs what they can and can't do. But the provisions clearly today from Victoria making its announcements, they've almost gone from being the most stringent state when it came to training to being the most lenient.
So once you start, we can, as in the 10 clubs here, can go 45. What about Perth? What about Adelaide, Sydney and Brisbane?
No, I think that's what I'm still eagerly awaiting, and the clubs are too from an AFL perspective. They won't allow any clubs to have an advantage over another club. So while the rules by way of the government orders are okay from a Victorian club perspective, as of today, it won't mean that those clubs will get the advantage over the non-Victorian clubs because of what the AFL has previously dictated. And if you just need a bit of background on that, for the past couple of weeks, WA and even SA could have, and certainly WA could have trained in groups of 10 for some time already, but the AFL has actually said, no, you can't, because the Victorian clubs haven't been able to. So now the shoe's on the other foot when it comes to Victoria freeing up even further than those allowances to training groups of 10. It is actually possible, if some clubs want to go rogue, that they could train in full in a list of 40, abide by state rules, but effectively breach AFL guidelines.
AFL rules, yeah, no, I get that. What about June 18? I keep hearing that's going to be the Thursday night round, the opening sort of game of round two.
Yeah, to me, that as we speak, is still a safer bet, in inverted commas. There is still a possibility, though, and there are some clubs pushing hard for have it to be June 11, the full week ahead of that. But again, Jim, until they can dictate a return to train date, and they're now able to do that on the back of what Daniel Andrews has done today, your man, that they can do that. But as we speak, even this evening, they are, and this afternoon, they are dealing with what they announced to the public and what it will be specifically when it comes to return to train.
June 18, that's right. Well, Herald Sun went with June 11 yesterday, so we'll see what happens there. And they have been training in 10s over in WA, if you listen to Oscar Allen.
Yeah, just on that, there were comments made some time ago, and it was before the AFL had dictated to the clubs that they couldn't. It was an older interview, and if you recall Brad Shepherd, his teammate, he was the person who ultimately raised this issue to the AFL's attention, and they were dealt with, the club then was dealt with at that time, some weeks ago, probably 10 days ago, Bill. I feel a bit sorry for Oscar Allen. Someone, as happens in social media, has dredged up those comments that were made in innocence at a previous time.
But 2 weeks ago, All right. Good work, Damo. I knew you'd be all over that. What about David Kosh's comments towards Mick Malthouse, which were over the top, and he certainly overstepped the mark there. Has Koshy apologised yet?
Well, pretty big on this in the Sunday Footy Show today, Bill, weren't we? You know, I felt it was way over the top from what David Koch, when he references the White Australia policy as a get-back comment to Mick Malthouse, who had a serious issue, and I think a valid issue as to the pursuit of football in China. I just thought he took it down a racist path that it didn't need to go down. And Mick, the way I read the story initially, that when he had the strong views, he wasn't going down that path himself. So I don't know why David chose to. I thought it was a really low blow. I feel he should apologise. He has backed away from the comments. He has acknowledged he shouldn't have gone down that path. But, Bill, look, I stand to be corrected on this if I've misread and misheard what he did say today, David Koch. But I think it has stopped short of being an apology that I feel he should have given. But, look, at least he has addressed it and said he probably, in hindsight, shouldn't have gone down that path. So good. I think it's one of those ones, Bill, you acknowledge and maybe move on.
A bit like Jim, very hard to say sorry.
The other thing, Damo, speaking of the White Australia, which I just thought was completely ridiculous, the other part of it that I thought was really disrespectful was where he said, if Mick Malthouse made any comment on footy, maybe I'd give it a passing glance. This is a bloke who is a premiership player, a three-time premiership coach, has been involved at the highest level for close to 40 years. I think a passing glance is nowhere near enough respect for Mick Malthouse and what he's done in the game. That, for me, was almost worse than the White Australia crap.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a major issue with that because I reckon when two bulls go at each other publicly, I think, you know, some of it's, you know, fair game, but I had a real issue with the White Australia policy. But, I mean, you're right, though, Jim. I mean, whatever happened to Mick in his last 3 years at Carlton, he ultimately is the man who's coached more games than anyone else in the history of the game at the highest level. So, I think it was quite unsavoury. And look, I read what he said last week about the China experiment, and I think you know my views on it. I've never got China. My head totally around it. Mick clearly hasn't. And, yeah, as,
well,
as
I
you
just
say there, Bill, the way you...
I would have thought if you've had David's background in the game, I wouldn't be commenting on Mick's ability to speak about the game. Let's put it that way, Purple.
That's a fair way of assessing probably the whole debate, isn't it, Jim?
It's a good way to wind it up, Jim. Well done. Thank you, Purple, as always.
Thanks, boys, and happy birthday again, Jim.
Well, thank you, mate. Recovery session. Now, 133353, we're going to the phones on a Monday. I cannot believe I'm handing what is it, a GM maestro over to you, Fat, because you're acting as if you're Graham Yallop at the minute.
I am Graham Yallop, the left-hander, who was one of the great captains of Victoria over the journey. Very good
player.
He was.
Unbelievable record. All right, now, Fat, before we get into what you're doing, we've got we give away the best prizes in radio on this radio. Magnificent show. And, Rabbits, tell us what we are giving away here, please.
A $100 Vino Mofo voucher, which is great to buy online, wine, Bill, I should say, 70% off as well. And a Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack.
What do we
Your
get
friends,
there?
Jim.
What do we get there?
The number one Mercedes dealership in this state, family-owned, Fat, and essential service parts and sales inquiries still open out at the magnificent Mercedes-Benz Berwick. I don't know, onion sorting out.
How long from the Westgate to Berwick Mercedes-Benz?
Berwick. Is that what you mean?
Berwick.
28 minutes. Fat. And because there's less cars on the road, even less than 28
minutes.
Yeah,
it'll be 28
superb,
minutes now.
Superb out there. Now, what are we going with, please?
I'll tell you what, this caught my eye. I love this one, Jimmy boy. Cops in London, Jim, have nabbed a wanted man who had been hiding in bushes when he loudly passed Wynn. He actually dropped his guts.
Bill.
He horse and carted Jim.
Bill.
And gave himself away and the cops grabbed him. Jim. True. It's a
How
true
is
story.
It? How is it that this story has appealed to you? Well, I don't get it.
I'm just flicking through as I do a daily basis for stories. I go through a lot of papers.
Do you?
This one was in the London Leader. And...
London Leader.
And this one caught me. It's a beauty because he was the bloke they nabbed was wanted on a warrant. And they come across him. He took off and it was dark. It was in the bushes and the cops were sneaking around. They had no chance of finding him. And guess what happened? He just cut the cheese, Jim. He farted. He... Cleveland steamed.
No, Bill. Bill, your Cleveland steam is a different thing. You're talking about a pop-off.
A
bottom burp.
Well, a bottom burp. Well, Ramsey told me to throw that
in. The Cleveland's a different animal, Bill. He would have given himself away for different reasons if he'd headed down the Cleveland path.
Oh, well,
All right, so Bill, 133353, with the great prizes attached, what are you going with?
Right, here we go. 133353, Hance.
The Hance.
Oh, fair dinkum. Where did you cut the cheese at the wrong time? Unusual.
That, so you can't be going with that.
You gave yourself away somewhere, Jim. And
well,
I
just
reckon,
farted at the wrong time. Is that what you mean?
Well, that's all.
An embarrassing sort of time,
at the wrong time. Which that's quite natural to let some gas go, Jim.
Oh, my God.
So when did you do that at the wrong time? Unusual. Ring
what,
now.
What level are we at as a show, do you reckon?
We're right down the rung.
Whatever that means.
Well, the rung, the ladder rung.
Oh, my God. 133353, ring us now.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless for Ream. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
They've come for me, for Graham Yellop, and for the phoner, Jim. When did you let Fluffy off the chain at the wrong time? Unusual. And they love it, Jim. The cops caught a bloke over in London because he was hiding in the bushes, and he just let one go, Jim, and he got caught. So, hence.
He did. Hence.
When did you fart at the wrong time? And look at them, Jim. They've come out of the woodwork. Let's go to Boyd. Hello, Boyd.
How you going, mate?
Good. When did you?
Good. Well, a while ago when I used to go to the gym a lot, and I was training with a mate of mine, and I was on the leg press machine and had a lot of weight on, and I'm pushing him out. He's pumping me on. He's going, come on. And I put this real heavy push in. And then just about ripped the bloody, the strap, ripped me pants with one, let it out, and the whole gym stopped and turned around and looked at me.
Oh, no. That's the problem with yoga fat. A lot of people find that with yoga. They spend the whole time trying not to do pops.
So you're holding it in, which that's a good exercise.
Exactly.
Very good exercise.
I know. Benny's in Scoresby, Bill.
Ben.
There you go.
Good,
there you
Ben.
Go, boys.
Good, mate.
What's happening, JB and Fat?
It's JB's birthday. Just say happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, JB.
Good on you, Ben.
Right. Oh, thank you, Benny boy. What happened to you, mate? When did you let one out?
It was about 10 years ago when I was when I was still in school. Yeah. Had me books in hand, we were walking into the classroom and I walked straight in, went to go put my books down, and before I get there I just let the massivest fart you'll ever hear rip. The whole crowd's pissing themselves laughing.
The whole crowd.
And the teacher's just looking at me and just said, "Get out straight away," within 5 seconds of getting in the car.
Were you allowed back in?
Oh, Bill.
Nah, I couldn't get back in that period.
Oh, jeez.
Booted. Man, booted him, Bill.
For farting.
All right, Neil Mount Dandenong. Hello, Neil.
Neil.
How are you, boys?
What did you do, Neil?
Unfortunately, I was best man at my brother's wedding.
Oh,
and
no,
during the old vows, the old bottom decided it was time to let one go.
Oh, no. Not while the vows are coming out, Neil.
The vows.
Not during my brother's vows either, during his lovely wife's vows. My brother thought it was funny, but she did not.
Oh, the... couldn't you hold
and
it
the family
in?
Wouldn't have enjoyed it either.
No, couldn't you hold it in, Neil?
My old man thought it was bloody funny, though.
The old man's giggling
That's
away.
Funny. Oh, I love that. Stay there like that. Dan's in Bundura, Fat.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Dan, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so.
Say happy birthday to Jim.
Happy birthday, Jim.
No, thank you, Dan. Appreciate it, mate.
Yep, go, Dan.
Yeah, so pretty much went to buy a new Ford Ranger and had a look around it, kicked the tyres as you do, and had the young girl sitting in the front seat ready to take me for a test drive. And I'll tell you what, it's a big step up into the Ford Ranger. Big step up, and you got the face full as I went to sit down.
Oh, no.
And was it loud or
not
it was just
a brand new Ranger?
Yeah, in the Ranger.
I'll tell you now, it was loud, and I didn't even buy the car.
Oh, second hand.
She didn't come down on price enough.
Well, she probably did.
Well,
dead.
Stay there, Dan. Matt Frankston, hey, Matt.
Matty.
Hi, how are you?
What did you do, Matty?
Was in the lift on their construction site. Won't say which one. And as we're coming down, it broke down.
Oh.
And as it broke down, there you go.
Oh, no. How many are in the lift?
In the lift?
There was 30 of us in there.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
On a Friday afternoon.
Oh. No,
that's no good. Not in a lift, Bill. Not when there are 30 in the lift.
Well, you know the man who hates actual passing of the wind, Jim, doesn't he?
The force.
The fossil. Yeah, the he'd walk force. Out
so
if
he would
it happens.
Not put up with that.
If Rabsy no, did it in the studio here, he'd walk out.
He would. He would walk out. That's true.
Well, Melissa's
there. In an airlock. No, Bill does it. Hey, Mel.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, Mel, don't tell me you let Fluffy out.
I had a bad... I was 18 at a gathering with my boyfriend sitting on his lap and I had white jeans on with pink flowers.
Oh, no.
And I laughed and shot one out and started and said...
Oh, Mel.
We've been together for a couple of years, so... Thank God for that.
Oh no.
What a moment. I ended up in a pair of his mate's track pants and had to have a shower. Oh.
That might have been the steamer, huh?
It was a low moment.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Laughed and shot one out.
Shot one.
Later, it hasn't happened since.
Oh. Shot one out.
Bill.
Yeah.
She laughed and shot one out at the same time.
I heard her, Jim. I heard her. Oh, Mel. She wins a prize for that.
I think she wins something, yeah.
What do you win?
She wins a $100 Vino Mofo voucher. VinoMofo.com is the best website to order wine. You get 70% off at the moment as well.
Yep.
I love that. That's yours, Mel. Enjoy that. And Dan from Bundoora. Awesome. He mightn't have bought a Ranger, Bill, no, but he'll head out to Berwick Mercedes and he'll buy. So you wouldn't want to fart in one of these.
Wow, because he stepped up. It's a big step it up is. To the Ford Ranger.
No, it is.
No, well done, Dan.
Mercedes-Benz
prize pack for you, Dan.
That's right.
Good work. Well done to Dan. Well done to Melissa. Another good phoner.
Well, it was a low sort of common denominator job, but it appeared to have worked.
It was low hanging fruit, Jim. But they're the ones I like. They're the juiciest.
Speaking of juicy, you got a good joke?
Oh my god.
That's
no.
Up next.
No. Oh, and how good a show has it been? By the way, tomorrow Callum Brown joins us from the Maggies. The good news, footy is about to get underway. They're about to hit the track, Fat, and we think, well, I'm hearing June 18, but middle of June anyway, we're going to get the season restarted, which good. Is superb. Now,
yep.
I know we've got a joke coming up in just please. A sec, but I got an email.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that, for Bert in Lancaster. Doncaster.
Lancaster.
Yeah, it says Doncaster. I can't read his writing. Bert from Doncaster.
It's an email.
It and he goes, get fat. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Yeah, rabbits, get ready. This is Bert from Doncaster. Go, Deez. He says, get fat to tell that Swedish joke.
There it is.
I'm not sure Bert knows that there's an actual joke attached or he just wanted to hear the Swedish chef.
I think he wanted to hear that. What does the Swedish chef say, Jim?
No idea. No. But remember he used to shoot the hole in the donuts?
Yeah.
All right, now, Bill, something right. humorous
yes,
to finish
yes,
us off.
Yes, of course.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Haven't got a sponsor yet?
No. Funnily enough,
oh,
no.
Oh, mate, after last week.
They're for Ream. Everything's for Ream at the moment.
At Ream. But yeah, last right. week, five of the best. I was going to say six. Five of the best jokes you've ever heard.
Well, sometimes you double up when they're poor.
Now, this one was sent to me, and I think I might have told it before, but it's been sent, Jim.
Come on.
By Danny Green Boxer.
The man, the green so man
the,
machine man.
The green man man. He said, Bill, I want you to tell this on Monday.
Monday.
And I thought if I don't, he'll listen and he might come over and, well, he's getting
put
a bit
one
old.
On your chin.
Well, he's a bit old and slow now. We saw the last couple of fights. But anyway.
Jeez, I'd love to see him punch the lumps out of you.
Puncher from Perth that has ever been.
Oh, no.
That's him, Jim. He sent this through.
Matty Campbell.
Come on, Matty. At a couples conference, the speaker mentioned that couples are so disconnected that 85% of husbands don't know their wife's favourite flower.
Hmm.
Patty turns to his wife and says, it's self-raising, isn't it, darling?
No.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Danny, feeding just him. If you're going to send through shit jokes.
Oh, no.
Just a real poor one, isn't it?
Righto. What about this one? This is not from Danny. This is from Mike Tyson too. I'll punch holes in him. Yep. You're riding a horse, full speed, Jim. There's a giraffe next to you and a lion chasing you. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
You get your drunken ass off the carousel.
Oh, oh no. Rabbits, hit the song. Put an end to this disgrace of a show, will you, please?
Very good ones.
Just
now,
get
Danny.
This show finished.
Danny, you got to do better, Danny. If you're going to send them through and you want me to read them out, they've got to be better.
Swedish Chef.
Demo, an investigative interview.
I'll get it right, Jim.
Yes, please.
You are the king of Dillon.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.